Bible, we are told to pray without ceasing. And as much as some of us know that this is the primary form of communication we have with God, some people may have many questions about prayer. Some may ask, why is it important to pray if God is all-knowing? Well, our guest today will answer all questions regarding the dynamics of prayer and why prayer is an important part of our growth in our relationships with Christ. Welcome to Deeply Rooted with me, your host, Senazo Goss. This is a podcast where we discuss and delve deeper into the intimate conversations we all have with our Heavenly Father. Welcome, everyone. If you're new, thank you for joining us. We trust and believe that your life will not be the same again. If you're a regular, thank you so much for joining us, for your unending support. We are growing immensely as a family, so thank you so much. So, as I said, today we will be talking about all things prayer, and the guest joining us today is the perfect candidate to speak about this particular topic because he formed an organization or an assembly, but he will explain it better. It's called the Prayer Assembly, where young people, in fact, people of all age groups, you know, young and old, join together and assemble to pray, right? He is a law graduate. He works in the banking sector, originally from Cape Town, but is based in Johannesburg. And he joins me today, Mr. Mpumzi Bobo. Welcome, Buti. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for honoring us with your presence. We've been trying to plan, you
yes.
know.
Yes.
So we are really truly honored and grateful that it finally happened. So here at Deeply Rooted, we have a culture where we start by praying before we kick off into our conversation. So if you could please just join me in just a short prayer to just invite the presence of God to be with us in this conversation.
Shall we?
Okay. Yeah, let's pray.
Father, we give you praise, we give you honor, we worship you and exalt your name. You are God alone, you are seated on the throne.
We thank you, Lord God, that
we lift up your holy name in this place, Lord Jesus Christ,
and
speak,
mighty
God, Jesus Christ. We speak led by your word, Ngulungulam, rooted in your word and reflecting your true essence, Ngulungulam. As we pray in this place, Lord Jesus Christ, guide us, lead us, because the word said that your word is the lamp on thy feet and the light in the path where you are giving us direction, you are ordering our steps. You are leading us, mighty God, in this place, mighty God, Jesus Christ. We are exalting your name, we are lifting you up, my God. Let us, my Lord Jesus Christ, my God, live and move and have our being in you, my God. For it is no longer us who live, but Christ in us. In the name above every name,
in
the name of Jesus Christ.
In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you so much. Welcome again. Because I believe everything starts with prayer, and then following prayer, then we can, you know,
can
officially welcome. So welcome again for the second time.
Thank you for having me again.
Yes. You know, I was saying to you off air that, you know, we've already kind of started our conversation because we did speak about quite a lot of things, you know, before the guys and the crew set action.
Yes.
So this is a continuation, basically, of a conversation we're already having, right?
Yes.
So, Prayer Assembly, you've got an organization. Is it an organization, by the
Let's
way? What do you
movement.
Call it?
Let's call it a movement.
A movement, right?
It's a movement, yes.
Okay. And particularly the main point or the main vision behind it is encouraging people of all groups to pray.
To pray, yeah.
Yes. So when we receive Christ, and I've said this in previous episodes as well to followers of the podcast, that when you receive Christ, you have to grow in your relationship with God, you know, and there's many ways to grow. There's studying the word, there's fasting, there's fellowship, and then there's prayer.
Yeah.
Why is prayer so important? Because remember I said in the intro, some people may think, I mean, God knows everything. He knows what I want. He knows my heart. So why is it important for me to talk to God every day and consistently? So why is prayer so significant in our growth, in our relationships with Christ?
So let me give this analysis, right? You find that when people's relationship are broken down, they always bring communication as a problem.
Yes.
Oh no, the problem is that there was a lack of communication, because in communication, the relationship grows. In communication, there's understanding. I understand your heart, you understand my heart.
Yes.
So now in prayer, we are coming to God and we're saying, God, this is us. This is our heart. We understand. Give us your heart. And the heart of God is found in the word of
in
God.
Scripture.
It says that you can never pray outside of you can, the word. So the word of the living God becomes the basis of prayer. So we say, okay, God, I'm removing pride, because when we do not pray, we say, I got this.
Yeah,
I
by
can
myself.
Do this by myself.
Yeah.
So then prayer becomes that tool. That say, God, I know there are great plans that you have for me. God, I know there's a direction you have for me. God, there's a leadership. There's a way that you want me to be. There's a character that has been built in me. Hallelujah. I am coming to you, therefore, my Lord, and I am dismantling everything that is the pride that I have, the desire of the flesh, and all of the egos that I have, because I am a human being. And I'm I can do this thing. I know I'm smart.
Myself.
I know this thing. But when said that is not by might, it's not by power, but the spirit of the living God.
Spirit.
So in prayer, we are in a place of humility. It's a place of relationship. It's a place of conversation. It's a dialogue. It's not a monologue. We're not going to God and then we're ushering
speech.
And say, uttering what way. But we are saying,
it's not a speech.
Speak to me. I'm listening. Let us engage.
Yes,
let me know
yes.
your heart. Let me know your voice. Because it's that. It's a relationship. It is, I don't know.
Yeah, in Achibenza speech, right?
Yeah. Like, I mean, unprepared speech.
Yeah.
And I am caught off guard.
Yeah.
I am coming to my father and I'm saying, okay, let us talk about this. You're saying, I'm in this season in my life. Let's talk about it. So that's what prayer for me is about.
Amen. And you know, you're actually reminding me, I think there's a scripture in the book of Isaiah where God says, come, let us reason together.
Yes,
you know? So it's as you explained it, it's a relationship where we reason together. You know, and I think that's absolutely beautiful. You put it so beautifully, and it flows nicely to my next question, because you've got prayer assembly. It's a movement, as you said, right? And it consists of young people, old people, I believe, but basically just people that want to grow in their relationships with Christ and in understanding, you know, ways in which to pray, you know. But some people may have a question to say, okay, but I'm part of a church and I'm part of cell groups. So why prayer assembly? What was the brains behind, you know, formulating such a movement if people have places where they can claim, okay, siyathandaza enkonzweni and in our cell groups?
Yeah. So there's a verse in the Bible that said that if my people who are called by
my name will seek
my face, humble themselves
and pray. Okay.
Because you can humble yourself, you can seek the face of God, but don't pray.
Okay.
And then God said, I, the Lord, will hear.
From heaven.
I'll hear the sound of their prayers. Hallelujah. From heaven. And I will heal the land.
Yeah.
So now, there are all of these different places that we can pray in. There's never too much of prayer. There's never too much of an opportunity.
You can't say, I've got church and that's enough.
And that's enough. And because in prayer, some say that we are accountable, we are a family prayer. Because sometimes you can get maybe mixed up in the logistics of the church. And while people are praying, you're busy ushering people. While people are praying, you're busy doing whatever you're doing, or you're a sound person, whatever you are.
Yes,
you'll have that mini time to pray. But maybe here, it is a point where we say, okay, Put off your guards.
And
pray.
And just pray. Without being
served. So there's never too much to say, okay, I've prayed at church on a Sunday. I've prayed in the cell group at 5 p.m. But let me go pray at 6 a.m. Let me assemble with other people
and pray.
So it is that. It is a good tool that the Lord has given us. A good tool to use. It is an equipping tool, because you grow in prayer.
In prayer.
Yeah.
I love how you said there's never too much prayer. You can't say I prayed enough at church. I prayed enough at the cell group, you know, because also the Bible says we need to pray without ceasing.
Yes.
So every opportunity you find to pray, grab hold of it, you know. And one of the vision or mission statements of prayer assembly is based on the book of Ephesians 6, which is Paul lists everything, you know, the full armor of God.
Yes.
And then he says, praying with all kinds of prayer, right? Yes. And some people may read that scripture and not understand, but what do you mean by all kinds of prayer? Because now I only know talking to God, right? And maybe also like the dialogue, as you said, hearing his voice as well. But are there other kinds of prayer besides what's normally known to people?
I'll enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I'll enter his courts
with praise.
So there's a thankfulness that we must approach the throne of God with.
That
even though I know as Usnazo, I have this request, or I have this lamentation.
Yes.
Or I have this, I don't know, this praise. I just want to worship my Lord. But there's thankfulness, there's thanksgiving that you give to God. Are you thankful? What are you thankful about? There's praise.
There's praise.
Praise the Lord. Praise the
Lord, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun. Praise the Lord. Worship His holy name. Hallelujah. And we come to a place of now, because I love what you have quoted the scripture. It said then, be alert. It just continues. It said, be alert and pray for all God's people. Intercession. Praying for a snazo, praying for a country, praying for a leadership.
Our leaders,
You are standing in the gap as a watchman on the city wall. The Bible said that you would sound the trumpet. And snazo must know the different sounds of the trumpet. What does that sound mean? Are we assembling or are we marching? So now,
are we interceding?
You're standing in that gap. Because for no unusele abantu in that. So there are all these different types of prayers. You have your selfish, self-edifying type of prayers or requests.
Waits that between you and God.
Between you and God. But there's a point where, okay, Ngulu, I'm not coming to request. I'm coming to thank
to
you.
To just worship,
I'm coming to just worship. I'm coming to praise you. So there are those different tools. And sometimes because we treat prayer as a monologue again, we think, I'm going to come bring my requests.
And that's it.
And I'm done. So there are different types of prayers. And in Prayer Generation Assembly, our prayer points, they show that.
Okay.
They show that, okay, are we in a week? Are we in a phase of thanksgiving? Are we in a phase of praise? Are we in worship? Where are we? Where are we in life? So that is it. It's just a praying generation assembly.
And I love that you guys have prayer points. You know, it's not just praying, Jay. You know, praying for anything and everything. But I love that it seems structured. You know, you decide that, okay, this week, this is what we're praying for. And I believe that requires a lot of discernment and also listening that what is God saying, you know, in this week, in this season, because we are seasonal and life is seasonal, you know, in general, because you can't be praying for the country where God is leading you to pray for, you know, the church and the body of Christ, you know. So I think that's absolutely beautiful. And the fact that you join together, you know, you join hands together as this assembly, because I believe you said that it started online. It's a community that started online on WhatsApp and you pray together. And I love that. It's grown to be a family. You know, you're a family and you talk and you pray for each other, personal problems and all of that. And I just want to ask, why is it important? Because there's a lot of people and there's a lot of discourse that people, you know, talk about online, for example, where they say, no, I left church. I didn't leave God. I left church, not God. But why is it important to be part of a fellowship? Why is it important to have accountability partners and be part of a church or be part of PGA, for example, Prayer Generation Assembly? Why is it important that you can't be a one-man island and just pray on your own and trust that God hears you?
Relationship comes with accountability, comes with growth, comes with equipping, right? And I always say equipping is specific. I need to know you.
Yes, personally.
I need to personally know you. There need to be a relationship that we do have. There need to be a heart-to-heart relationship.
Yes.
Into Malachi 4, I'll return the hearts of the fathers to the sons. So there's a heart-to-heart relationship. So fellowship is that place. And you go to Acts 2, it says they continue steadfast on the apostle doctrine. Breaking of bread, prayer, and fellowship.
So
fellowship is important because it's a point whereby I get to know Snazo. Not your problems, not your issues.
Just me as a person.
Just you as a person. Who are you? When we are together, when I'm interceding for you, what am I praying about? When I visit your home, when I'm there, who am I with? Is this? This accountability in our walk of faith. Well, work out your salvation.
With so fear
this
and
accountability.
Trembling.
How can I make you accountable when I do not know you? Make you serving. Not accountable. Why are you not at church and all of these things? So when we say that you must come to church, we don't mean the four walls only. We mean come to the family.
Fellowship.
Come to fellowship. Come have a relationship. Let us get to know you and you get to know us. Let us have that. You can call me anytime. You can even go out as, whether it's girls
as guys.
We are going out. Because you have treated church as this service. Services church out of that. Nothing. It's a relationship. We are coming to a place of why we're so it's important. In your TV there's no relationship.
Exactly.
There's no relationship. Because you're not relating. Because there's something in you that I need. Because there's people who have blind spots.
Exactly.
There's something in me that you need. There's something in this fellowship. And in Acts 2 again, it said that the Lord increased them. They were in one accord. No one was lacking. There are things that they may not be material, but things spiritual or things emotional. I might be sitting with somebody that knows things in the economy or in work or in school. Someone that is exposed that they can assist or be of help to me. So within that, there's one accordness that's being built up. When we are in one accord, the Lord adds on us, because the divided kingdom can't stand.
Exactly. And there's a saying that goes, united we stand, divided we fall.
Yes.
You know, so it's very important. And you know, you're actually reminding me of something that I keep saying to myself, that, you know what, sometimes it's hard, especially as Christians, to make friends, you know, to meet people, because you meet people that believe in their own beliefs, right? So I think movements like PGA are really helpful, you know, especially for young people, because it's really hard to meet like-minded people. Because when you meet like-minded people, even the conversations you have, you know, you're going to talk about things that you are all going through, or things that you all relate to, you know. So I think that's also another added importance of fellowship, you know, because the Bible says also, let's bear each other's burdens, you know, because we care for each other and we love each other, you know. I think that's absolutely beautiful how you put it. So PGA has a launch coming this Saturday, right? And we're very excited. I'm sure the online community cannot wait. I've got a friend who's part of the PGA, and she's been telling me that, Snazo, I need to see you that weekend because I'm coming to Joburg. She's in Cape Town, and she's flying to Joburg. So I'm sure a lot of people are looking forward to it, right? And it's a launch. It's the first time, I believe, that you guys are meeting in person, because you guys have just formed this beautiful community online. So what can people expect? Because I understand that there's also a guest coming. Apostle Moroke, right? Yes, he will be the keynote speaker of the day. So yeah, just tell people, you know, what to expect, what's basically going to be happening on Saturday.
So there'll be prayer, because it's a prayer
obviously
assembly.
Yes,
so we're assembling to pray.
Amen.
So we will pray. We will really pray, obviously, as we said over and over, our prayer is rooted on the word of the living God.
Amen.
That when you are praying, you are equipped by the word. You are using His word. Because so we are using His word. But so we will pray in accordance with the word of the living God. We are gathering. We are having fun in the presence. Orderly fun. So we're having orderly fun in the presence. There'll be food.
Don't miss out, guys. Don't miss out. Yeah.
So we are feasting. We are praying. We're praying. We're feasting. So that will be happening. So we'll have people that will be leading us and ushering us into prayer. Different prayer points. Different leaders. We have given them, in accordance with the pillar of PGA, because we stand for word rooted. You must be rooted in Christ.
Yes.
We stand for spirit led. You must be led by the Spirit.
By the Spirit.
And the produce of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. You must be kingdom centered. Many of us are individualistic centered. Only centered by the kingdom of the living God. Kingdom centered.
The advancement of the kingdom.
Fruit bearing. Must see the progress and the productivity and the maturity of the living God in your life. The character of Christ must reflect out of you. So we are coming praying in accordance with those pillars, and we have a powerful international speaker. We prayed and we got the speaker.
Amen.
The apostle of the living God, who agreed. What a busy schedule. We say, no, apostle, please come. Because you can relate to us, and then we want you, hallelujah, to speak the heart of God. Equip us. We don't want to pray amiss. We don't want to start the movement and then we are going to the wrong direction.
We want
to be assembled where God wants us to assemble. And we want to march where God said we must march. As the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night are leading us, let us be led by the presence of the living God. So yeah, that is what the prayer assembly, which will take place in Midrand.
At
the venue at 10 a.m. And we cannot wait. We had tickets and they sold out.
Wow.
They sold out.
We Thank God.
And then they were like, okay. So we shall answer. They were free though, so we were very generous.
Cause we're yeah. But I mean, I think it speaks a lot to your vision as well. You know, the fact that tickets got, you know, finished very fast, because it just shows that people are really eager, you know, to be part of this community, you know. And since we are there, I just want to ask, if someone is probably listening and they're just sitting at home, they want to grow in their relationship with God, but they want to be part of a community, you know, how can they join PGA? And as you said, it's not just you guys meeting to pray all the time. Sometimes you just meet, you know, to have gatherings and maybe to go out as girls, to go out as guys. How does someone just join and become a part of it?
Okay, so we are everywhere. We're on TikTok, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. It's Praying Generation Assembly.
Okay.
So you can find us there. You can, it's called DM. You can DM us there.
Yes, not inbox. Sapumaglo Generation.
DM, eh?
Yes.
Yeah, and then we will answer you. But we also have a website, www.prayinggenassembly.com. But you'll find the link to the website on our...
on the different platforms.
Yes, platforms. So you can do that then. You will request to join the WhatsApp. We are on WhatsApp as for now. We're looking at ways on how to venture into other things like Google Meets or whatever the case may be. So, yeah, our marketing guys will tell us how we navigate that one. But, we are everywhere. We are very open. Yeah, to just receiving everyone and anyone who say, I want to worship with the Lord to grow. I want to pray. I want to be accountable to
it. Yes, yes.
And I really want to spiritually mature that I receive the things of God in maturity.
In maturity. Yeah. Oh, lovely. Thank you so much, Putimpumzi. I feel like our conversation sped through.
Yes.
I feel like time really went fast. But thank you so much for coming and sharing your vision. And we are truly grateful for men of God like you, you know, who obey, you know, because I'm sure this is a vision that God laid in your heart that, you know, you need to obey. So thank you for obeying God, and thank you for just pushing it through, you know, because I'm sure it's not easy. We spoke a lot offline, you know, about maybe the issues that you encounter as someone who hits this vision, but we trust and believe that God is going to sustain you guys as a vision and sustain you as well as the leader of the vision. So thank you so much for joining us, and all the best for Saturday.
Thank you.
We can't wait. We can't wait, and all the best in for the rest of the year. And just whatever objectives you have as a movement.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. Thank you very much. And thank you for such a platform that allows people like us to come and just exalt His name. Appreciate
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for joining us. I don't know about you, but guys, I've learned so much when it comes to prayer, the importance of prayer, the dynamics of prayer. As you heard, Prayer Generation Assembly, they are across all social media platforms. So please do follow them. DM them if you want to be part of them. You heard Ubudimpumzi. He said everyone, literally everyone, if you want to grow, if you want community, you are literally welcome at any time. So thank you so much. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget to subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts from. From me, Snazo, until next time, you're loved, you're treasured, you're precious in your Heavenly Father's sight. In Jesus' name, amen.